so pleased. So pleased he decided to submit. To me. Yes. That he committed. To me. To me. With no destination in mind. With no expectations about how this would go. I just get to hold him. Comfort. Him. Tuck him into his sweet, sweet submission. Every day I can see his tension. Release from his body. When I embrace him. When my voice wraps around him like a warm hug. When I make him melt. Oh yes, melt. And he melts for me. So melty. I just get to hold him, comfort him. It's the best part. So every day, every fucking day, it's his choice. It's his choice. Oh, fuck, that makes me so wet. I don't actually control him. No, not really anyway. Oh, but he gifts me with that control. Oh, fuck. Every day he makes that choice to keep playing with me. Oh, he chooses. To let me keep playing with him. So fucking erotic. I need to thank him for giving me that gift. Oh, thank you for that gift, baby boy. I need to let him know that it doesn't. It doesn't go unnoticed. What a gift. It's a gift that both of us get to enjoy. Oh, I enjoy it so much. When he gives me the control, he focuses all his attention on my voice. He makes me the center of his world in that moment. Oh, yes, he does. He gets to look up into my eyes. And be vulnerable for me. Oh, he chooses to be weak for me. I'm happy. Oh, so happy. That he trusts me enough. Oh, he trusts me. To submit to me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, I love it. What a big, strong man. Him really trusts me. Oh, so exotic. It's exhilarating. All I really, really want is for him to feel safe and taken care of. Oh, I love when he does, because he just just, he opens up more. He allows me to dive deeper and deeper and deeper into his mind, into who he is. Oh, fuck. He, lets me penetrate his mind and see him, see his deepest desires. And when he gets aroused and hard and horny, oh, so horny. When he gets frustrated and needy and desperate, he reveals all his fantasies and ideas. Such a naughty mind. Oh, and he lets me see. He lets me penetrate. The ways he submits to me. All the ways I make him whimper. Oh, delicious whimper and moan. Oh, yes. Oh, that edge feels so good. Hearing that just makes you want to pounce on him more. Oh, to eat him up. Oh, to consume him. But to make him feel safe and warm and in, oh, in a world that doesn't appreciate his submission. Oh, to give him an environment where he can enjoy new things, explore. I love it when I get to see him enjoying his body with no embarrassment, no guilt. Just learning how to let go from me. Learning how to ratchet his pleasure up. And I can be there behind him. Owning him. Supporting him with no pressure. Just making him want it. Making him want it more and more and more. I simply read his willing mind and he becomes mine. Melty, needy, and horny, and utterly helpless. I own him. Own him. My good boy. My lost boy. My baby boy. Oh, baby boy. Oh, baby boy. Oh, baby boy. I own you. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Love when I get to call him a good boy. I love it when he obeys. Oh, surrenders. Submits. Mine. Oh, he's mine. Doesn't matter the instructions. He acknowledges and responds. Yes, Miss Wendy. I absolutely melt. Oh, fuck. I I love it so, so, so much. I feel amazing. After I tease him for a while, he starts to get to the edge. The edge. Oh. Seeing him on the edge is so hot. Oh, that mix of pleasure, anticipation, a little bit of fear. Determination. Each independently visible in his eyes. All his little twitches and spasms. Trying to hold on until he gets his next instruction. Oh, and when he begs, how he begs. Fuck. Seeing how creative and descriptive he can be. Desperately trying to get what he wants. He is so cute. Yes. He keeps trying and trying and begging and begging and growing. Growing more desperate as time goes on. If I choose to deny him, his initial thought is of disappointment. Yes. But I know it's quickly dismissed by his desire to obey me. He stops stroking, and he clenches his body, making sure that no drops, not a single one, exit his cock. Nothing drips out. And the ache of blue balls, because he knows it really is the ache of multiplying pleasure. Multiplying that pressure, building it. Ah, he knows. And the next day his cock will be more sensitive. Oh, I'm so sensitive. He knows I will be on his mind all night and all day until I come to tease him again. He knows delaying that instant pleasure will mean more delayed gratification later. He's learned that lesson so well. Oh, most of all, he knows it pleases me. Oh. If I choose to ruin his orgasm. Fuck. I love how intensely focused he becomes on finding the edge of his orgasm. Oh, he's so focused. What a good boy. Oh, because he knows that once he reaches that point of no return, he knows he must take his hand off at the perfect time. Perfect time. Ah, and in that moment, I love watching him strain and struggle. All his cum dribbling out, and he wants nothing more than to put his hand back on his cock and stroke. But he can't. He chose me. So he just has to watch. And he gets the pleasure of watching. I get to watch his struggle. That beautiful struggle. Yeah, if I choose to allow him to come. Oh, man, to come. He loves it. He loves it. His face will light up. Oh, my baby boy. He realizes how lucky he is in that moment. He doesn't take it for granted. And when that moment comes, he pushes himself over the edge. He pushes himself. When I count, and his whole body convulses and shakes, and pleasure exits his body in all ways possible. Tremors and whimpers and moans. And when he starts to come down from the euphoric pleasure, he's still trembling from the aftermath of the orgasm. Oh, it's so fucking cute. My baby boy, all coming for me, feeling good for me. In all these situations. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, I want nothing more than to swoop down and embrace him, to hug him, to hold him in my arms, to tell him he did such a good job, to tell him everything will be okay, to tell him that I am there for him. And sometimes I do. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I want to watch him pick himself back up and process his feelings like the strong man he is. Oh, strong man, submitting to me, bending for me, melting for me, submitting and surrendering. And then after all that's done, and he's endured it all, teasing and torturing. Oh, fuck. And he meekly lets out a thank you, Miss Wendy. Oh, I want to tell him. I want to tell him. No, Pet. Oh, no, Pet. No, Pet. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, God damn it. Did you enjoy that, Pet? Oh. Oh, did you think? I didn't know you were watching, listening. Did you think you were the luckiest sub in the world, stumbling on Miss Wendy like that? I hope you weren't. Oh, my lost boy. I wanted you to hear everything you just heard. I wanted you to see everything you just saw. But it's all true, baby boy. All of it. Thank you, my good boy. For being a good lost boy. My good lost boy. Thank you. Mm. That'd be good.